If you have a heart attack, the treatment may include the Backstreet Boys, the Bee Gees, or Madonna. All these artists have songs with about the same tempo. There's the tempo, roughly 100 beats per minute. And NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that tempo can save lives.
In 2009, Sonia Talani saw a man collapse on the New York subway.
Oh, it was super crowded. It was like rush hour. So, you know, I just started doing CPR.
Talani was training as a cardiologist at the time. She and another passenger traded off, kneeling over the guy, giving hands-only CPR, which is what the American Heart Association recommends.
The main thing about CPR is maintaining, like, high-quality, fast compressions.
Between 100 and 120 per minute.
It would be like, duh, 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 duh. That would be it.
They did CPR for about 10 minutes until the train got to a station, and the man survived. And as the story got around, the hospital where Talani worked, New York Presbyterian, decided to make a playlist that would help everyone remember the right CPR tempo. This is the first track by the Bee Gees.
The songs really do help. If you sing Staying Alive, you know, you're going to be there. It's like, that's it. That's the beat. That's how fast you want to go.
We wanted them to be songs that people already knew by heart.
Elena Pacciulli works for Sidon Advertising and helped choose the songs. Another one
bites the dust. So that's why the list is pretty varied. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
To be clear, this is not a playlist to go running for if you see someone have a heart attack. It's just meant to keep that perfect CPR tempo fresh in your mind in case. Past studies have suggested that listening to music while doing CPR is not helpful.
You know, if you can save somebody's life while humming Missy Elliott's Work It, then that's okay with us.
Right now, the playlist on Spotify has about 3,000 followers. They're considering updating it with the latest hits. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News. Don't fear.